Good afternoon and welcome back. Mike, what skill are you going to learn? I might learn farming.
Do you want to come and join my gardening?
Eco co-op farm.
I can be the gardener.
In my day, you can be legal work.
I learned real banking, Siobhan. In 1975, I did real banking, and real banking was not telling lies about rates, and it was not selling people things they didn't want. And it was looking at people's loans and giving them a fair loan based on their income, not giving them as much as you want because you get a bonus based on it. And that's the whole difference, isn't it? We've got a banking industry now that doesn't understand banking. It only understands selling. And if you've got an industry that only understands selling, all it does is sell. Then it has to face up to the consequences. Now, look at this. This was out of the Bank of International Settlements this week, which is the central bank of central banks. And they say the global economy is experiencing a vicious cycle in which the efforts of governments, households, businesses and the financial sector to reduce their debts are worsening each other's prospects. Not until regulators get to grips with the banking system's woes by forcing banks to recognise losses, take write-offs and raise capital can the path to sustainable growth begin. It's so simple. The whole banking system is completely bankrupt. And it needs to be rebooted and rebuilt and restarted. And what did I say in 08 when we had the crash? Nationalise them.
Do you still stand by that?
I still stand by that. You had to nationalise them. Because since then, what have we done? We've underwritten every mistake they've made. We've given them trillions of dollars and pounds to play with. Now, here's a question for you. Here's a question, listeners. You'll like this one. How many seconds are there, or rather, how many years is represented by a trillion seconds? Just to give you some idea of what a trillion really means, rather than all these bankers banding it around as if it's easy. How many years are there? It's 38,000 years of seconds. That's a trillion. And how many times do we hear a trillion mentioned on the news or by a banker or someone saying, oh, we can, you know, just take a trillion or two? 38,000 years of seconds is 1 trillion. That's what it takes. You know, it's not easily done. There's a lot of work to be done here.
Mm.
And there's a lot of realism got to come back into the market, and especially the financial markets, because the financial markets were out of control. And the sad thing is 4 years on, the US authorities haven't been able to get Volcker in place. 4 years on, the banks have been able to beat them and lobby them and stop them getting in an essential set of rules that they needed. That's just ridiculous.
But what worries me, I mean, okay, you talk about nationalisation of banks as being the answer or the way forward, it's the beginning of the end of the beginning
if you like. It's not the beginning of the end even.
What you're saying or recognising, it seems then, or maybe not, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you believe in governments. The banks have acted completely independent to governments.
Well,
because if I don't believe that they have, and if so, are you not just kind of?
Oh, they have operated independent of governments. There's no government would sanction you fiddling with the LIBOR rate, and it's not LIBOR with an E in the middle now. By the way, it's LIBOR. It's the LIBOR rate. Bad governments don't sanction that. Don't get me wrong, I don't think governments are the answer to this. I just think you need to reboot the entire system. The banking industry should have been kept separate with Glass-Steagall, set up in the 30s to do exactly that. You have a utility. Your clearing bank takes deposits, gives loans, is a utility. It's like a water company, like an electric company, provides a service to the whole community. That's what it does. Then you start to bring in an investment bank, you add it on top. People like Bob Diamond take over the utility bank and become the CEO of the whole thing, and then it just runs amok.
Look, this might be a very odd question, but I'm curious. I remember having a conversation some time back with someone about this who kind of had it in their mind that they wanted to set up a bank. How difficult is it to actually go ahead and set up a bank and say, look, this is what I want to do. This is the honest banking. We're putting trust back into it. I want to set up my own bank. Come and join me.
It's needed. It's needed, and I think someone in the UK particularly could do that now and probably make it work. But they're going to have to have enormous credibility and enormous trust, because the one word that's missing from society now, whether it's politicians, whether it's bankers, whether it's the journalists, is trust. It's gone. And if you don't have trust, you don't have anything. So you've got to build trust again. So, yeah, I would love to see someone come along. I don't know who it might be.
Mike Small.
No, not me. No. I don't answer these things. I just recognise them. You know, some people say that to me. Oh, what's the answer then? I don't know what the answer is. I wish I did. I wish I was that clever. I don't. But I can recognise the problems. I can recognise what we've done, which means I can then advise my clients as to these are the risks out there that you are not being told exist. So when you come to make a financial investment or a decision or buy a property or whatever, and, you know, imagine the amount of people clamoring over you now to put money into student accommodation. I think, personally, there's a massive oversupply coming down the pipeline. Yes, there's a shortage at the moment. Don't disagree. Yes, they're full. Don't disagree. But I think we could see a really sharp drop-off in people going to university very, very suddenly.
Do you know what, though? There are a huge... I can't quote you the percentages... but there's a massive amount of students from foreign countries, particularly Asia, actually, in the UK, which is a huge source of income.
It is.
And I don't know if that will.
It will fill the gap. It will certainly fill the gap. Because, again, if I'm right, and you know what I said last week about the pound, if I see London and the UK in particular being hit as I expect it will, because what I see is as this trust disappears, as more and more questions get asked about the deficit not going down, the amount we're spending, the government getting into trouble, the banks being a mess, then at some point the free market will attack the gilt market in the UK. It will send interest rates through the roof like it did in Spain, like it did in Ireland, and you only need to get to 7 or 8% in the UK, and you can imagine what chaos it would cause in the property market. But you need to do that in some ways. To me, you need to cleanse it. You need to get back to having property about half the price it is, such that first-timers can get a property and still have some income left to actually contribute to the economy. At the moment, if everyone pays every penny they've got out just to exist in a property, how can you have an economy? Mm. It can't work.
Mm. Well, Mike, we've come to the end of the programme once again. On a possibly happier note, who's going to win the football this evening?
I'd like to see Italy win it, and all the stats evidently say that Italy will win it.
Yeah.
Based on no team winning.
Are you really going to be cheering for Italy?
I cheered for them against Germany until I fell asleep, and I'll cheer for them tonight, and as long as I'm awake. Yeah.
Luda, are you going to be watching it at all?
I think probably Italy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
You?
Oh.
Neutral?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Not really being following it, I know. But it's been a pleasure, as always, to have you both on the programme, and look forward to welcoming you back next week. Mike, how can our listeners contact you if they'd like to do so?
Well, we're carrying on using this new system because people are responding to it, so I'll give it to you. It's just a simple thing. You just text VSM, the letters VSM, to the number 5269.
Thank you very much, Mike. And big thanks to Ludmila Yamalova, managing partner with Yamalova and Plefka. And what's your website?
www.lyhplaw.com.
Thank you very much to both of you. As I said,
thank you.
Have a great week, and look forward to welcoming you back next week.
See you next Sunday. Thank you.
If you'd like to catch this show, it is a podcast on our website, www.dubaii1038.com, if you just tuned into the last bit of it.